I always find it a little ironic that we read this gospel on Ash Wednesday, on the only day that I have ever known as an Anglican where people in the world might see that I'm a Christian. Because if I leave church and forget to wipe the ashes off my forehead, it is clear that I belong to some strange religion. Jesus is telling people not to do that, not to show others what you are doing, not to be like the hypocrites, not to make a big show of everything, but rather to do what is in your heart, to be with God in secret, so to speak, and to make sure that is where your reward is, not just on the outside. He's quite right, isn't he? Those, when we all get dressed up and go out, and people compliment us on our looks and how we're showing ourselves to the world, it feels good, and it's important to have affirmation. But you all know what it's like to go out dressed up and looking great and being complimented and feeling like total, awfully, horribly unavailable, unaware, even unable to really connect with people because there's so much going on inside of you. And so that's where the contrast and the conversation comes in this gospel, between the outside and the inside, the exterior and the interior of ourselves. And I think that the best part is the last part, that we should not store up these things here, whether it be in praise for our appearance or things that we own or things that will rust and fade away, but to store them up in our hearts, in heaven, so to speak. Because isn't that where we know heaven? Isn't that where we experience heaven on earth, in those moments when our hearts are deeply touched? I think that is whenever we experience the treasures that Jesus is talking about in this gospel. Tonight, we will all have the opportunity to be touched by those treasures, and some of us already have. We've heard of the wonderful work of the Primates Fund, those of us who are here for supper. And some of those stories and the simple deed of sharing water with Canadians that don't have water in this land of such resource is touching our hearts. Today we had ashes to go at noon and at later before dinner. And I believe there were almost, I can't add, there were 20 and 30, 56 people were in the church today receiving ashes to go. And I will tell you that the majority of those people we had never seen before. Some came in off the street because they saw the sign. Some came because they Googled us on the internet and found out we had ashes to go. And the thing that surprises me the most, and it does it every year, is when someone says, "Can I take some ashes with me?" Because they're ashes to go, right? And so we get little envelopes that usually they use for the, you know, counting of the change. And John got them today because I'd forgotten again. And I'm always surprised by someone who comes in that we've never seen before, that has the ashes received, that prays, asks for penitence and blessing, and then says, "Can I take some ashes for my friend, for my mother, for my aunt, whoever it may be?" And I always find myself kind of touched and going, this is kind of strange. But that is the grace of God. Those are the moments that touch our hearts. Those are the moments that give us a glimpse of heaven. Things that we don't expect, and things I certainly would never have planned for when I put a sign outside that said, "Ashes to go." So what would it be like for us to say, "Here I am, here is my heart to go. Here I am, God." Because we can't keep that facade that we all have when we're in public up all the time. It's necessary. We need to keep some protection. We can't have ourselves bleeding all over the streets all the time to have everything out there. But in secret, when we are with our God, my hope is that that is when we can let those walls down. That is when we can pray at the altar. That is when we can join hands together to help those in need. And that is whenever we can ask for ashes to go, or whatever it may be to go, prayers to go, love to go, peace to go, food to go, whatever those things are that those we meet need, that is a taste of the kingdom of heaven. So tonight, maybe you've already received something to go. Maybe you will experience in the placing of the ashes on your forehead one of those deep moments of heaven. Or maybe in the breaking of the bread or the sharing of the wine. Or perhaps as you pass someone on the street. Whatever it may be, remember that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.